well?
Oh, Jughead, this is Archie. Come over right away. It's a matter of life or death.
Oh, relax, Archie. Relax.
The young, the biggest readers of Archie Comics magazine know and love so well, Archie Andrews and all his gang.
And now for our weekly visit to Riverdale. It's Saturday afternoon as we look in on the Andrews home, and at the moment we find Mrs. Andrews working around the living room.
Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene.
Mary, guess what? Guess what just happened?
Mr. Fittisig, what are you doing here? I thought you were going downtown to do some shopping.
Mary, I was, but just as I was backing the car out of the driveway, guess what happened?
You backed into the tree again.
Right. I ran smack dab into that No! I did not run into the tree again. Just because you keep backing into that tree, you needn't act like...
I keep backing into that tree. Now, who dented the fender last week?
Well, I did.
And who bent the bumper 2 weeks ago?
Me, but
And who scraped the chrome strip right off the side of the car last month?
I did, but...
And who hit that truck on Main Street last summer?
Mary! All right, so I wreck the car every time I get behind the wheel. And I'm a menace to traffic, and I probably should have my license revoked. But at the moment, I do not want to talk about cars. I want to tell you what happened.
Well, who's stopping you?
Oops. Oh, fine. Mary, you are stopping me by bringing up other issues when I'm trying to tell you what Mrs. Hastings just told me.
Mrs. Hastings?
Yes, Mrs. Hastings. She was passing by just as I was coming out of the driveway. And guess what happened?
You backed into Mrs. Hastings.
That's right. I knocked her down and No! I did not back into Mrs. Hastings or a tree or anything else. I stopped to talk to her.
Fred, for pity's sake, what's so unusual about talking to Mrs. Hastings?
Nothing, but it might interest you to know that she is chairman of the nominating committee of the Parent Teachers Association.
Hmm.
And they had a meeting this morning. And whom do you think they nominated to be president of the association?
Fred, don't tell me they nominated...
None other.
Why, Fred, that's wonderful.
But it is, yes, sir. This is about the biggest honor I've ever had.
Oh, but Fred, I think you better...
This makes me really proud. Just think, Mary... Fred Andrews, president of the Parent Teachers Association.
Now, Fred, aren't you counting your chickens before their hats?
What the dickens have chickens got to do with this? First you talk about dending fenders and now chickens. I don't know.
I mean, you're not the president yet. What about the election?
Election?
Of course. Mrs. Hastings' committee only nominates the candidates. You still have to be elected.
Oh, good grief. That's why she kept talking about Bob Lodge. I was so excited I didn't realize what she was saying.
You mean you're running against Bob Lodge?
That's right. I knew there was a catch in it someplace.
Catch? What catch?
Well, Mary, it's obvious. If Bob Lodge is running against me with his money and influence, I haven't got a chance of a snowball in July.
Oh, now, wait a minute. There's no reason to give up so easily.
Well, Mary, I'm not giving up so easily. It's just that I've run against that guy for a dozen different offices, and he's beat me every time.
But maybe you'll win this time.
Oh, not a chance. Bob Lodge is too strong. He's got influence. He's got connections. He's... Hey... Wait a minute.
Fred, what is it?
I'm not licked yet. No, sir. Mary.
Hi, Zach.
Oh, hello, Archie. Mary.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, dear.
Mary.
How's everyone today?
Fine. Mary, this
Well day today, isn't it?
Archie, I'm trying to talk to your mother. Do you mind?
Excuse that. I don't mind.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Archie.
Okay, Dad, okay.
Okay. Now, Mary, as I was about to say, this is one election where I beat Bob Lodge.
But how, dear?
Well, it's as simple as can be. Now, there's only one man in this town who has any real influence with the PTA, and that is Mr. Weatherby.
My principal?
Yes, your principal. Anybody Mr. Weatherby endorses is as good as elected. And if there's one thing Mr. Weatherby doesn't care about, it's Bob Lodge's money.
What does he care about?
He cares about dignity and education, good breeding and all that sort of stuff. So all I had to do was go over there and convince Weatherpuss that I had dignity, education, and a serious interest in the problems of youth.
Oh.
And as soon as I convince him of that... The election is in the bag.
Fred, that's a wonderful idea.
Of course it is. I thought of it, didn't I? Mary, hand me my hand.
Oh, here you are.
Yes, sir. I'll go and see old man Weatherby right now. And by the time I leave his house, I will be the president-elect of the Parent Teachers Association.
Oh, I hope so, dear. But remember, dignified and serious.
Mary, you are looking at the newest, most dignified citizen of Riverdale. I bid you adieu.
That man, he gets so excited about it. Oh, dear, now who can that be?
Oh, I'll get it, Mom.
Hello?
Hello, Archie.
Oh, it's Veronica. I'll be in the kitchen if you want me, Archie.
Okay, Mom.
Hi, y'all, Archie King. It's awful nice to hear your voice, Archie. Do you? But Archie, the reason I called.
Yes, Veronica.
You know the school dance we're going to tonight?
Yes, Veronica.
Well, they're having a big dance contest, and I added our names in.
Gee whiz, you did?
Uh-huh. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, gee whiz, Veronica, I don't mind. In fact, I feel flattered that you think I dance good enough to want to enter a contest with me.
Well, of course you do, Archie. Well, I'd never go out with you if you weren't a good dancer. And I just know we'll win that contest tonight.
Oh, don't worry, Veronica. We can't miss.
Mm, I think so, too, Archie. Well, I'd better get to the beauty parlor. Goodbye now, Archie.
Goodbye now, Veronica. Oh, that's Veronica. What a gal. Wants me to enter a dance contest with her.
Archie, will you answer that?
Okay, Mom. Oh, what a gal. Thinks I'm a good dancer. Thinks I'm good enough to work.
Hello.
She was Jughead.
Would you expect the thing?
No, Jughead, and I didn't expect you either. Come on in. Jug, I was just talking to Veronica. She's entered our names in the dance contest tonight.
Dance contest?
Uh-huh. She thinks that she and I ought to win.
But I...
Says she wouldn't ever go out with me if I wasn't a good dancer.
Yeah,
can't
but...
you just see me now, Jug? Veronica in my arms. The music playing. And I...
Step on her feet.
Step on her feet. No! Jughead, I don't step on her feet. I whirl her around and around with grace and agility. And everyone is watching us. And we're the best couple on the floor. Oh, Jug, we're bound to win that contest.
Well, maybe so. But since when do you know how to do the Charleston?
I don't, but Veronica doesn't... Charleston? Chuckie, what are you talking about?
About the Charleston. You knew the contest tonight is a Charleston contest, didn't you?
Charleston contest? Oh, boy, no, Jug. Veronica didn't say a word about Charleston. She just said dance contest. Oh, Jughead, I can't Charleston to save my life.
Well, you better call Veronica back and tell her.
Oh, but Jug, I can't tell Veronica that. Why, she just said that she wouldn't ever go out with me if I wasn't a good dancer. If she finds out I can't Charleston, she'll break our date.
If she finds out later, she'll break your neck.
Oh, Jug, what'll I do?
Don't look at me. I know how to Charleston.
Jughead, you do?
Sure, but I'm not in the contest, so I don't have to worry.
Oh, Jughead, that's the answer to my prayers.
What is?
You're knowing how to do the Charleston. I gotta learn how to do it by tonight, and you're gonna teach me.
Oh, but I...
Oh, Jug, you gotta do it. You gotta. I'll give you my picture of Denise Darcel.
It's a deal.
Oh, okay. Now, show me how that dance goes.
Okay, now you start like this now. Now, just watch me.
Yeah.
Charleston, Charleston. Big Carolina. Someday,
Charleston. Charleston,
Charleston. Charleston, Charleston. Charleston!
Will you cut that out?
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
I thought you wanted me to teach you the Charleston.
I did, Jug, but you...
Well, I'm teaching you, aren't I?
Jughead, you aren't.
Huh?
How the dickens do you expect me to learn anything with you jumping around here a mile a minute going, Charleston, Charleston, come dance, come prince. Jughead, what kind of business is that?
Well, how else can I teach you?
By showing me one step at a time, Jug, slowly, that's how. Then when I learn the step, I can try to do it fast.
Oh, okay. Now, you start with your left foot and...
Yeah.
No, I guess you start with your right foot and...
Jughead, make up your mind. Is it the left or the right?
Well, it all depends if you're a boy or a girl.
Jughead, tonight I think I'll be a boy.
Oh, well, then you start with this foot.
Okay.
Now, see
if I can do that. I step like this.
No, not like this. Like this.
Like this?
No, not like this.
Gee, well, I don't seem to be able to get it, Jug.
Archie, look. The only way I can show you is for me to get down on the floor and move your feet for you.
Oh, okay, Jug, that sounds like a good idea.
All right, now don't step on me.
I won't.
Okay, now, see, move this foot here.
Yeah.
And there.
Yeah.
Now, get your way.
I can't.
Get your way.
I'm trying to duck. Quick, pulling my leg. Look. Go! Well, don't just stand there, Jughead. Pick me up!
Jesus. I'm sorry, Archie. I don't know how that could have happened. I only...
Okay, never mind the apologies. Just give me your hand so I can get up.
Okay, Archie.
Thank you. Boy, you almost killed me. Boy, now what?
Hello, Archie. What are you doing?
Hi, Betty. I'm trying to learn to Charleston.
Charleston? Oh, golly, Archie. Isn't that a wonderful dance?
Betty, from what I've seen of it so far, it's a menace to life and limb.
Oh, I think it's wonderful. It's the latest thing. All the kids have learned how to do it. I'm just wild about it.
Yeah, I know, but you're just wild about it. Betty, you mean you know how to Charleston?
Sure I do, Archie.
Oh, Betty, that's wonderful. That's terrific. You're just the one.
The one what?
The one to teach me the Charleston. I gotta know how to do it by tonight. I'm entered in the Charleston contest.
Oh, golly, Archie, I'll be glad to teach you.
Gee, would you?
Oh, sure I do. I know all those dances. Huh? Charleston, Charleston, hey. Maine, Carolina, sun dance, Frank, isn't that wonderful, Archie?
Yes, Betty, but would you show
and
me?
And I know all the others, too, like the black bottom.
Oh, Betty, I just...
They call it the black bottom.
But...
A new twister. It's your bottom. Isn't it cute?
Yes, Betty.
And look, it's a cakewalk. It goes like this.
Betty, I just want to know the job.
There's a ride on the levee tonight. Showboat is coming.
Betty, I want to know.
There'll be music galore on the old river shore.
Betty, I...
About a quarter to nine. Isn't that peachy?
Yeah, but Betty, I want to know.
And then there's the shimmy. It goes like this.
Betty, I just...
Oh, I wish that I could shimmy like my sister Kate.
Betty,
would... She shivers like the jelly on a plate.
Betty, could you...
My mammy wanted to know last night... Why all the boys be Sister Kate so nice?
Betty!
Golly, Archie, what are you shouting about?
Betty, I am shouting to tell you that it is very nice that you know how to do the cakewalk and the black bottom and the ship. But all I'm interested in is the Charleston. Understand the Charleston. I don't have much time, and I got to learn it this afternoon.
All right, Archie, all right. Don't get so excited. I can teach it to you in 5 minutes.
Okay. Veronica and I just got to win that contest.
Of course you've got to win... Who has to win the contest?
Veronica. Oh, I mean, I said somebody's going to win that contest.
I heard you the first time, Archie Andrews. You're going to enter that contest with Veronica.
But, Betty, I only...
And you expect me to stand here and teach you how to Charleston all afternoon so you can go dance with Veronica?
Betty, I only asked...
Well, you're not getting any Charleston lessons from me, Mr. Andrews. All I'll give you is this.
Well, don't just stand there, Jughead. Pick me up! Yes, sir, I'll have Weather be convinced I'm the man for this job in no time. Yes, sir, I'll get us in Dortmund just like I told Mary I would. Yes, sir, now, serious and dignified, that's the way to do it. I'll just...
Well, well, Mr. Andrews.
Hi, Weatherby, old boy. Good afternoon, Mr. Weatherby.
Well, well, this is a pleasant surprise. Come in, Mr. Andrews, come in.
Thank you, Mr. Weatherby. That's very kind of you. Very kind indeed.
May I take a hug?
Thank you very much.
Now, sit down, Mr. Andrews. Sit down.
Thank you very much indeed.
Now, to what may I attribute this visit?
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Weatherby. I want to talk to you about... I have called upon you in order to discuss with the full detail it deserves a matter of considerable magnitude.
Yes.
It has become my privilege, as you may by this time be aware, to have the nominating committee of the Parent Teachers Association nominate me for the position of president of that worthy organization.
Yes?
And I feel that your endorsement of a particular candidate in this election is tantamount to his election.
Yes.
Therefore, I want to state that although our personal friendship has always been very warm and very strong, I want you to endorse the candidate who has the dignity and the stature to cope with so responsible a position, no matter whom that candidate may be.
Well, now that's a very fine statement you just made, Miss Andrews.
Oh, it wasn't anything to...
Very fine. It showed dignity, seriousness, good character.
Oh, now, really, I...
Do you know, Mr. Lodge just said the same thing.
Yes, I thought he would. Mr. Lodge? When did Mr. Lodge say that?
Just a little while ago. Stopped by and said the same thing that you did. Now, isn't that a strange coincidence? Practically word for word.
That is strange. Very strange.
The old horse thief?
I was glad to know that he thought that way, too. So I promise to continue the discussion with him tomorrow at his house.
Tomorrow at his house?
That's right. Invited me to have dinner with him.
Dinner? Why, the old fraud.
Pardon?
Oh, I said, that's another strange coincidence.
Is
it? Yes, sir, it certainly is, because it just so happens I was going to ask you to come to dinner at our house tonight.
Tonight?
That's right, sir. In fact, if you have nothing to do right now, why not let me drive you back to my house, and we can have a nice quiet chat and a fine leisurely dinner.
Mr. Andrews, I'd be delighted. Delighted. You're sure that I won't be intruding?
Intruding? Why, of course not, Mr. Weatherby. At our house, we're always glad to see you. Always.
Gee whiz, Archie, are you sure you want to do this?
Jughead, what choice do I have? I gotta learn the Charleston by tonight or Veronica will never talk to me again. And you can't teach me, and Betty won't teach me. I gotta try this dance school.
Well, okay, but it seems like an awful waste of money to me.
Jughead, money is no object at a time like this. Oh, here's the place now, Jug. Madame La Rumba. Dance lessons. $1 a lesson. Let's go up. It's on the second floor.
Okay, but I still say you're wasting your money.
Jug, I have time for one lesson, and that should teach me enough so I can at least get out on the dance floor with Veronica.
Well, I hope so.
Oh, I think this is the place, Jug, here. Oh, come on, the sign says walk in.
Oy, what a joint.
Jug, don't say that.
Well, what can I do for you boys?
Are you Madame La Rumba?
That's what my friends call me.
Oh. Well, I want to learn to do the Charleston by 6 o'clock.
You're kidding.
Oh, no, I got to learn the Charleston by 6 o'clock. Don't you think you could teach me some of it?
Sonny, I couldn't teach Fred Astaire to Charleston in one lesson. Now, how about a nice foxtrot or a waltz?
Oh, no, it's got to be the Charleston.
Oh, brother, I don't know what this business is coming to. People come in here and want to learn a little two-step. But you want to be Gene Kelly, Eleanor Powell, and Donald O'Connor all rolled up into one before 6 o'clock. Now, are you sure you don't want to learn the foxtrot? It's a real nice dance.
No, the Charleston.
Okay, we can try it. But it'll cost you a dollar, cash in advance.
Yes, ma'am. Here you are.
Okay. Oh, does he want to learn the Charleston, too?
Me? Oh, no, I'm just watching.
Well, thank heavens for that, anyway. Now, wait till I turn this record player on. There we are. Now, you just watch my feet. You do what I do. You understand?
Yes, ma'am. I'll try.
Okay, here we go. Da-da-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da. That's right. You know, you just follow me. That's right.
Oh! Oh, see, did I step on your foot?
Oh! Sonny, are you sure you don't want to learn the foxtrot?
Gee, I'm awfully sorry I stepped on your foot, but it's got to be the Charleston.
Okay, forget it. That's what I get paid for. Now, come on, but this time lift your feet off the floor. Stop shuffling.
Yes, madam.
Okay. Da dum dum dum. Da 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 da. That's right. Get your feet up.
Yeah.
This is a peppy dance. Now, hey, watch out for my gown. Oh!
Gee whiz, did I rip your skirt?
Oh, honey, you tore the hem all to pieces.
Gee whiz, I'm sorry, but it's such a long gown.
Listen, you wear what you want, and I'll wear what I want.
Huh?
Now, look, the box fight is a very nice...
But I gotta learn the Charleston.
Oh, brother. All right, let's get this over and done with. Now, this part is the break.
Break?
Yeah, the break. You throw your partner back from you and you kick like this. See? Dum-dum, dum-dum, da-da-da-da-da. First one foot and then the other. See? There, you got it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, now try it.
All right. Yeah, I got it.
Okay, good. Don't get so near the record player. I don't want
to hurt it.
Hey, look out for the machine! Oh.
Archie, maybe you ought to learn a foxtrot.
Gee whiz, I knocked the record player over, didn't I?
And you practically knocked me out of business, too. How am I going to teach dancing with no photographs?
Gee, I'm awful sorry. I was...
Sonny, I heard all the apologies I'm going to hear. Hey, you. Open that door.
Me?
Yes, you.
Yes, sir. I mean, yes, ma'am.
I'm awful sorry, Madame La Rumba. I was... Hey, what are you doing?
Showing you a new step I just invented.
Hey, let go of my collar. Let go of my arm. What are you doing? Let go of me.
At this point, it's a pleasure.
Go!
And don't come back again.
Don't just stand there, Jughead. Pick me up. Well, here's home sweet home again. No dollar and no Charleston.
She was lucky. Maybe there's something else you can do.
Jug, let's face it. This is the end. I don't know how to Charleston, and I never will know how. So I might just as well call Veronica now and tell her the bad news.
Auntie, is that you?
Yeah, it's me, Mom.
Well, hello, dear. Hello, Jughead.
Hello.
Well, where have you two been all afternoon?
Oh, just downtown, Mom.
Archie, something wrong?
Oh, no, Mom. Not a thing. Everything's fine and dandy. I just gotta call Veronica, that's all. And what she'll say to me shouldn't happen to a dog. And I'll probably never get a date with her again. But aside from that, everything's fine.
Well, what's all this about?
Oh, the Charleston, Mom.
The what?
The Charleston, the dance. There's a big contest tonight, and I'm supposed to enter it with Veronica. But so far, I haven't been able to learn one step of it. Jug tried to teach me, and Betty tried, and I even went to a dancing school. But none of it helped.
Well, for pity's sake, why didn't you ask me?
Well, you! Oh, Mom. Mom, how would you know a new dance like the Charleston?
New dance?
Yeah.
Archie, I was dancing the Charleston 10 years before you were born.
Her?
She was.
Of course. After all, I was young once, too, you know.
Gee whiz, Mama, I know that, but do you think you could teach me?
Well, Archie, I could... Oh, dear, Jughead, see who that is.
Okay, Mrs. Andrews.
Archie, of course I can teach you. And if you take after my side of the family at all, you'll know how to Charleston in 5 minutes.
Oh, boy, Mom.
Hey, Mrs. Andrews.
Oh. Hello, Mrs. Andrews. Hello, Archie. Hi. I just came back to apologize for losing my temper before.
Oh, that's okay, Betty. My mother's going to teach me the Charleston.
You, Mrs. Andrews?
Look, I haven't forgotten that I am Betty.
Well, golly, I can play it on the piano for you, Mrs. Andrews.
Oh, Betty, that'd be fine. It'll help me remember. Now, you just watch me, Archie, until I'm sure I know how it goes. Go ahead, Betty.
Okay, Mrs. Andrews.
Okay, come right in, Mr. Weatherby. But, Mary, what are you doing? Mr. Weatherby, please, excuse this terrible... Mary, please! Mr. Weatherby is here!
Mr. Weatherby? Oh, dear.
He went?
Oh, God!
Oh, Mr. Weatherby,
I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Weatherby.
Mom was just teaching me, Dad.
Oh,
Archie, please.
You got thrown out of the dance studio.
Jughead, who asked?
I tried to teach him, and I could.
Oh, Betty, why didn't you tell me you were bringing Mr. Weatherby home?
Now, look, just a minute, dear. Just 1 minute. Oh. All right, that's better. Now, this nonsense has gone far enough. Oh, Mr. Weatherby, I'm terribly sorry. Really, I am. I don't know what you must think of us or what I can say about it.
Well, then don't say anything.
I
really see nothing for you to apologize about.
My wife's doing the Charleston like that. I don't want you to think we're not dignified or serious around here.
Mr. Andrews, if you must know, I was beginning to think that you were too serious.
Yeah? What? You mean you don't object to the Charleston?
Object? Mr. Andrews, it just so happens that when I was a youth, I was known to my intimates as Charleston Charlie.
Well,
in fact, I presume I can am still capable of a bit of Charlie's coffee, you know. Mrs. Andrews, would you mind?
Why, not at all. Betty, you go ahead and play, dear.
Golly, sure.
Charleston, Charleston, Maid and Carolina, some death, some pen, I'll take there. I think that's about enough for this time.
Yeah.
Well, wow.
Thank you, Mrs. Andrews. That was charming.
You're welcome.
Now I've seen everything.
No, not yet. You haven't, Mr. Andrews.
What?
You mean you're going to do the black bottom?
Not quite, Forsythe. But I am going to see that Mr. Andrews is the next president of the PTA.
You are?
I certainly am. anybody who can take me back to my youth like this, well, it's certainly the right man to deal with children's problems. As far as I'm concerned, you are our man.
Oh, dear, Jughead, answer that.
Okay, Mrs. Andrews.
Good grief, Mr. Weatherly. Then I get your endorsement for president of the PTA?
You do.
Oh, Fred, that's wonderful.
Well, Mary, everything's fine after all.
Yeah, everything's fine after all, except my learning how to do the Charleston. I still don't...
Veronica, Archie.
Veronica... What are you doing here?
Well, Archie, I just stopped by to tell you that I just took our names out of that dance contest tonight.
Took them out? Why?
Because I just found out that contest is a Charleston contest, and I couldn't do those new dances to save my life.
Well, don't just stand there, Jughead. Pick him up!
The Andrews will be back in just a moment, but first, well, you know, according to travel authorities, some 500,000 Americans will take vacation trips abroad next year. Now, will you be one of those fortunate ones who visit relatives in the old country? Will you make that European trip that you've always dreamed of? Or see the sights and play in South and Central America? Well, the chances are that you won't. Unless you've saved your money regularly. And that's much easier to do than it sounds. When you join the payroll savings plan where you work and buy United States savings bonds, it's automatic saving because the money is regularly set aside for you before you get the chance to spend it. And whatever you invest in savings bonds earns more money for you, pays off $4 for every three in just 10 short years. So don't just envy travelers. Be one of them. Join the payroll savings plan. You'll be glad you did. And now back to the Andrews. It's the next morning, and we find our boy Archie just coming down to breakfast.
Good morning, Mom.
Oh, good morning, dear. Well, how did everything go at the dance last night?
Oh, fine, Mom, fine. We all had a swell time after all, and we had a lot of fun just watching the Charleston contest.
Oh, good. Well, sit down and eat your breakfast, dear. I have to take this tray up to your father.
Tray? Oh, isn't Dad coming down for breakfast?
No, dear. After you left for the dance, your father sprained his ankle, showing Mr. Weatherby how he does the Charleston.
We've been listening to another chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Jampel and based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics Magazine. Archie is played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Mom and Dad Andrews are played by Allie German and Arthur Cole, Veronica and Betty by Gloria Mann and Rosemary Rice. Also heard in today's cast were Arthur Maitland as Mr. Weatherby and Ann Thomas as Madame La Rumba. This program is produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor. Oh, and those of you who'd like to see our show, write for tickets to Archie Andrews, NBC, Radio City 20, New York. We'll get tickets to you as fast as we can. That address again is Archie Andrews, NBC, Radio City 20, New York. Now listen next Saturday at the same time for more of the Merry Adventures of Archie Andrews. This is Dick Dudley wishing you a very pleasant weekend. So long, everybody.
Three chimes mean good times on NBC. There's action with the chimes tonight when Herbert Marshall stars as the Man Called X. The Man Called X is a man without a name who travels to the far corners of the earth on missions of intrigue and danger, protecting his country. For timely and exciting drama, hear The Man Called X tonight. And a reminder, tomorrow night, Hedda Hopper brings you the lowdown on the inside stories of Hollywood and show business on NBC, the national broadcasting company.